So, as you speak about vector boundary over non-Taylor elliptic fibration, and my talk would have three parts. So the first one is just first examples, some results, and motivation. I begin abruptly by giving a definition. So X will be in my talk will be a complex compact manifold. So not necessarily right. Compact complex manifold. And I will use the following definition. A holomorphic vector bound of rank R over X is called field vector if there exists a filtration is exactly R, the rank, where each FK is a coherent subsheaf of rank K. So, I have some comments. So, of course, you can ask me everything you want, but here, when I speak about vector boundary, I always the vector boundary is a query actually defined by the vector boundary. So for us it's no difference.
For example, a Frank manifold.
Excuse me?
For example, a Frank manifold.
Yeah. And here all this should be only a query subsheaf, not necessarily vector boundary. Because even the first step that you can have to make a quotient of V by something, it could be a, just a sheaf and not a vector one. So I don't know this, but if you have question, please post a question. I will answer every question. I will know the answer, of course. Now, for the people who know algebraic geometry, this is a strange definition. Why? Because every vector one is filtered. So it doesn't make sense to speak about filtrable in this case. Why? I will explain a bit. So I'll make the following remark. So if X is projective, it's a projective manifold, so then every vector bound is filtrable, every sheaf. Okay, this is simple. So if this is projective, then it has embedding some project space, and the embedding is given by a line bound, which is very young. So there is a line bound here, which is very young, let's say, very young. Oh, it's enough. Then, if you tensor this vector bound with a power, let's say, okay, with S big enough, then this vector bundle, this tensor product, will have section. So this is the theorem A of Cartan-Serre. So this is for section, so this will be not zero. But the section here should be interpreted as a morphism of X in V tensor L. The power of S, maybe it was the right one. And here, I take a section, and then here is just multiplication of this section. So here is the structure sheaf for the manifold. So just multiply function, a section is a function. So you obtain profit, which is always injective. This is not zero. Okay, so now the tensor is an inverse image of that, and then you have L minus G. So it embeds in V. Then you have a sheaf, a subsheaf of rank one. Then you take the quotient, and this has rank R minus one, and continues the procedure. So you obtain a filtration, and this should stop, because at every step you decrease the rank by one. So always you have filtration. So in the projective case, this definition doesn't make sense. It's because everything is filtered. So, but as you will see, this is not the case for arbitrary compact complex manifold. Okay. Worse, there is a second definition. A holomorphic vector lambda V over X is called reducible if there exists a coherent analytic subsheaf F such that have zero, so the rank of F of V, which is R. See, it's for an analytic subsheaf, you can define the rank because the point where the sheaf is not locally free has smaller codimensions. So for the open set where the sheaf is free, locally free, then you have a rank. So this is a rank for an analytic subsheaf. And of course, irreducible means that there is no such thing. So there are very strange vector bundles that which have no subsheaf. So the world could be quite complicated. Of course, this is not true for projective manifold, as you see. So here and. Also, irreducible is here for rank 2, filterable is identical with irreducible. Okay, so I wanted to begin with that because this is really something new when you study vector boundary on something which is not projective. Now, first example. It was in 82, so the fact that the general theory is quite new. Well, it's old for some, but it's also old, so it could be one century in mathematics as usual. So Ehrenzweig and Forster construct the first example of non-filtrable. Rank 2 vector 1, but this is exactly non-filtrable, non-filtrable. So non-filtrable is actually irreducible. Rank 2 vector 1, V on X, which is a two torus complex. When I speak about torus, I mean all the time, everything is complex, everything is over C. So all the dimensions, everything that I mentioned here, are complex. So when I speak about the real dimension, I will say explicitly that. So it's a complex dimension torus, which narrows the very group, which is zero. Okay. this the nursery group was directed by the chair class of line boundaries. But if you take as another way, there are the group of divisors on two doors. So this mean divisor describes deep hypersurfaces. So he occurs. So has no curves at all. Nothing. For example, I think to obtain, because every such tutorials is in C2 or some lattice, and if you choose any lattice, you will obtain such an example. If you want to have a torus which has this different procedure, you have to care about the lattice, because the most part of the torus has this problem. They have no curves. And the right dimension is zero. Okay. How is it? It was not explicit. This example was not explicit. They just compute the versal deformation. Let's say the success is some kind of minimal family of all the structure. So versal deformation of the tangent bundle. I have all the image here, and they obtain the dimension of this space. So here they deform the complex structure by the person. They compute the dimension of this deformation manifold, and they suppose that every vector value should be field regular, and they compare this dimension. The dimension of this versal deformation is strictly bigger than the space, the dimension of the space parametrizing all filtrable bounds. Two vector bounds. Space parametrizing all. So, because the dimension of the vessel is very bigger than the space of all filtrable, there should be something in between. That is strictly bigger. So all the vector bound in this versal deformation, so the bigger part, the open part of this, an open set, will be composed from the reducible. But there was no concrete example. Okay? Now I should give a second example. Example 2. And let X be a K3 surface. Now I don't know. No, K3 surface, some surface, complex surface. Again, surface is the complex dimension. The K3 surface is usually defined as being simply connected, and has trivial canonical sheaf. So canonical sheaf means a sheaf obtained when you take the exterior power of the potential bundle to the dimension of the variety, and this should be trivial. This means that there is a global section which is nowhere, it's non-zero everywhere. So this is the case of the classification of Kodaira, and we take such a surface with a Picard group, so all the line bundle is just zero, okay, it's not zero, in fact it's OX. So there is such a surface, which has no line bundle, but OX, nothing else. It's can be constructed.
Sorry, do you mean that the anti-canonical divisor for K3 surface has no curves corresponding to that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just
okay. So
you have no only constant section, mm-hmm. So you have no nothing. But this is, well, in some sense, okay, stronger one line bundles. Of course, it has algebraic dimension, this is zero. What is algebraic dimension? You take a complex compact compact manifold, it takes the field of meromorphic functions. As transcendence degree of this is algebraic dimension. So here zero means that there are only constants. You have no global meromorphic. In fact, if you have meromorphic functions which are not constant, they will give you degrees of what I don't know. This is also important. In the classification of Patera, you can see that this. Okay, now for such a strange, it's very simple to see that this is zero, no section in the tangent bundle, no section in the cotangent bundle at all. Well, I have to mention some things if you see for this class of surfaces. So you can prove for such surfaces that you have a lot of two vector classes. You have a huge variety of two vector bounded, maybe in compensation for this condition here. And so, well, it's simple from these two. So, Px is non-filterable. If it will be filterable, so it's simple. If it will be filterable, you will have here a morphism for a line bundle to this. But this line bundle should be only this. But then this has no section, so you give us a section, but there is no section, only zero. Okay, so you cannot put here a subshift.
Is there generic data surface of this type?
Of course. Yeah. Of course, if you put the strange condition, this is the most part.
Most general.
Yes. Of course, they are not okay. The most interesting case, exactly. Of course. But still, they have something to say about the problem. Okay, so you have this non-filterable, which is in this case irreducible. So you have a precise example. In plenty of possession cases, you can use this, such a case, beginning with a Kummer construction for a two torus of this kind. So you can take, you make some resolution, you obtain such. It's not very common. I mean, the example is more explicit than this example, which is completely serious. So you compute the dimension, you have enough place for the other, so you have a lot of them. Now, the third examples. So, I hope my talk will be not composed only for part one. But the third example is the following, the same x, with a p-card of zero. And now it's simple to see that we have a nice, short, exact sequence. So it's tensor product, so you have rank one, rank four, so this is rank 3. It's simple to verify this. Okay? Using these two, again, it's a little bit tricks, not so complicated. You can see that this V is irreducible. It has no subshift. So there are such examples. So this example is, in fact, this paper was my first motivation to study this the subject of vector-bundle arbitrary complex compact manifold. I found very interesting the phenomenon which was here. So it was not at all physics. The motivation didn't come from physics. I was just interested for such strange, let's say, situation. Then I will define again something. Okay? X is a surface and a coherent sheaf of rank R, which is strictly positive. And I, of course, being on the surface, we have two shared classes, C1 of F and C2 of F. They are defined topologically. It has nothing to do with complex structure. And we define this invariant as a discriminant of F. Okay, there is some normalization in different paper, you obtain different normalization, but then you have to compare the formulas. Okay, R minus 1 over 2 R, C1 squared. Okay. Being on a surface, this can be identified as a number. C1 squared, again a number, so this is a number. This is called the discriminant. The discriminant. You should have only this condition, the action. Okay? Then again, the definition. So let small a be an element in the narrow survey group of S. Think of A as a chair class. R, a strictly positive integer. And then you define some number which also has some normalization. I will explain underneath. So take maximum, not supremum, just maximum. From this element, mu I squared, where mu I, so for 1 to n, are just element in narrow survey group of x, and such that mu 1 plus mu 2 plus mu r is just a. Okay, it's quite strange, but maybe I close this. Just the sum of the chair class of the quotient. It's simple exercise. Just some short things. This is a kind of simple algebra. You can observe. Okay. So think of this as all possible filtration should be for some. Okay. Then take this number. It's there are some iterator. Okay. You see here. It's just.
Something like maximum likelihood.
Exactly. So, and here you take the square. So this element in the narrow survey group, you have an intersection formula on surface. So all this being non, you can define it, but this is for X non-algebraic. Non-algebraic again. So, in non-algebraic, we know that the intersection form, this quadratic intersection form, is negative semitic. So all these numbers, also the sum, are less or equal to zero. So we have a maximum. All this decomposition. Okay. We shall see what is a proposal. So this was introduced in 85 by me and Fromberg in a paper, reinforced article 2, and also the results that I will mention here, for historically obtained in this paper for rank 2. But for general rank, it was obtained by Guarica, Guarica and Le Potier in 87, 2 years later. So, X non-algebraic surface. Then, the first statement. The discriminant of any query sheaf is positive. This is strange, because this is a theorem of Gomorrow. This is true in projective case only for stable values. I will explain later what I mean by that. But here it's for every. So we have discriminant for all, or discriminant of any query sheaf. If R is bigger than 2, a topological vector boundary D over X has a field-trade holomorphic structure. So it has, has holomorphic structure. So I ask here to have even filtrated holomorphic structure. If and only if, this is interesting because it's obtained in both sense, in both directions, C1 of V should be in neon survey, so should be algebraic in first gen class, and delta of V should be bigger than this number. One exception. This is X, you know what I mean, what it is. The case of surface, of course. They are ready for exception. This is zero. We see one, not completely this condition, but only this. We see one of B being a multiple. Multiple of R, so it's a multiple, R multiple of some other element, and delta of V is just 1 over R. In this case, there is no, even no holomorphic structure. So this except case here has no holomorphic structure at all. So there are some results, and you can ask why they fall. So the idea is this result can be used to prove that your set of vector boundaries, some fifth chair class I run, they are not empty. And now it's I will stop with that, and I will bring in the discussion the second motivation for me to study this. Well, it's why we need such conditions, why we are interested. The existence of such vector boundary, okay? Simply because there is a theorem of correspondence of Kobayashi-Hitchin. Theorem is not of Kobayashi-Hitchin, somebody else from the theorem. And this says that there is a bijective correspondence between the set of Einstein connection in a vector boundary with a stable boundary with respect to some pollution metric. Okay? But heavy testing boundary, nothing else but solution of Young-Mills equation. And this suppose, at least for me, that you are interested in such solution. So, if you want to study solution of Young-Mills equation, then you are forced to produce some connection. It's very complicated. It's a non-linear system, okay, and then you don't know direct computation at least, okay, not usual.
Because that's a dual connection, so they want to
know in some cases you can construct this connection, but well, and this question is one direction is simple. So being Hermitian, it's simple to see that this direct sum and this vector bound is a direct sum of some other vector bound, which are stable with the same slope. And this is the simple direction, it was proved by Kobayashi in UK. And in a review which Kitchen made, Kobayashi also thought about the reverse. And Kobayashi said that he believed strongly that it's also true on the opposite side. And this was a big problem. I mean, a big problem, I mean, a very important problem, because it was proved firstly by Donaldson, the student of Kitchen, who introduced his invariants. And he was studying invariants of differential structure, or topological, or many. But happily enough, this has something to do with the complex structure, it has also to do with the Hermitian vector bound, has, well, something to do with our world, possible, our physical world. So I was very happy when I heard about this result, and this was the second motivation for me to study this spatial framework. Okay, and now I have to precise, I think the definition of stability is known. I can't give you that, my time is... So, okay, the problem is I can't say only some more. I will not write about it because I have no time to explain. This was just a very, very rough introduction to the subject. And while this example was sort exactly to incite you to see that there was something new in this and this situation. Well, I have to add as a final remark, in the superstring theory, when you have, you know, I dare to speak about something in physics, to physics, which is very strange, which is very, I say something and they believe that I'm an expert in physics, of course I know. So if you have non-vanishing, the superstring non-vanishing H field, then strangely enough, the manifold on which you have the theory is non-kernel. Not only non-projective, but non-kernel. Even non-kernel. So here, in my example, everything was kernel. So, well, it should be interesting if it is so. So why not? Now I have to say that already in 80-something, I saw a paper by Friedman who studied vector moduli, special vector bundle on elliptic surfaces. So this is the direct dimension one. But in this case, it was two, because he was interested in the algebraic case. And that why was he interested in this? Because he wanted to compute some Donaldson polynomials, some invariants, which could be used in some conjecture about real form manifold. It was a paper in the Venus. Then this paper was followed by several papers. Essentially, it was also a very interesting paper by Friedman, Morgan, and Witten, vector bundle on elliptic vibration. But these vibrations are algebraic. They have sections, the vibration has sections, so everything is algebraic. The study is almost complete. So, my idea was to obtain in this case, which could be of some interest for physicists, to do the same. Well, the same is hard. Thing. But at least a part of the program that they put in for that case. So this was the idea, and I was shortening the road. I don't know if it was the best idea of mine, but at least I try. So I am going now to the second part of my talk. Second part is just over non-keller, elliptic surfaces. The result obtained by me together with Ruxandra Morago. She's born in Canada from Romanian parents, but it was not from Romanian school. And he saw my book. It passed the BD school to be there, to be in McGill. She saw my book, and because her grandmother was in Romania, in Bucharest, she visited her grandmother, visited me at the institute, her mother. Just because, somebody appeared in my desk and asked me if I can answer to some questions. Then again, so we began our collaboration. And a series of three papers to prove several results. I will very shortly explain to you. Okay. Of course, we know that the physical world asks us to take S to be a so-called Calabi-Yau threefold. Three, it's complex, so we have six. But we take only this elliptic surface, so our it's just twofold. So why? Because the result are almost complete. We can say almost everything about the solution. So, if you are interested, let's say, for some restriction or solution from that board, this one, you can have examples. Some of them can be computable, not everything, but some of them can be computable. So, elliptic means that this X has a map to a curve. So this is a curve, any curve, smooth curve, of course. Now, already from Kodaira, you know if this is non-Keller elliptic, then this X is a quasi-bundle. What is this? So all the fiber are isomorphic, is the same elliptic fiber. I surely know this elliptic fiber by E. Maybe with a finite number of exceptions. But this exception, which are a finite number, all these exceptions are just multiple of elliptic curves, which are isogenous. So it's quite, it's almost a 5-1, but it's quasi. Okay. You can, of course, it's simple. You have a finite number of points here. So here where you have this multiple fiber, then you can take a finite covering of the curve here. You take the fiber product here, you obtain a Gainer surface, which is a 5-1. So we can use this to reduce everything when this is a 5-1. So for us, we have no multiple. So everything. So this is a principal. So this is a fiber. And then I will take X over B to be a principal elliptic bar. Of course, the results are more general, but it's simply stated in this case. Well, before that, I had. I had the result of a theorem of mine in 93 that the narrow survey group of such surface modular torsion is nothing else but the homomorphism of the Jacobian of the curve. Can be any curve. GB, and here is a peak zero of E. Now, B is an elliptic curve, so peak zero of E is what we denote by the star, which is the dual of this. If you fix an origin, this is a group, fix an origin, this can be, this is, can be, it is an isomorphic which we see. So sometimes a D or a star, it doesn't matter. So here it is. So what is this? So every element in the narrow survey group here, modulo torsion, isomorphic here. It's simple to see. There's this an element here, if you take an element here, is a plus, let's say, is a plus of a line bundle. So the plus of a line bundle is an element here. But this will give us a morphic here. It's simple to see that this morphic here is nothing else but a section from B to B direct, which is a Jacobian, simply Jacobian of X. And a section here. Well, that time I have no idea. I prove this in some spectral circles or some kind of identification, but in fact, this is nothing else but a spectral cover of etching for line matrix. So this section is just a spectral cover. Spectral cover. A la etching. Of course, when I use it, I have no idea. Okay, now, the most interesting part is we take rank 2. We are in the case of principal rectified boundary. And now I will describe a little bit. What we did a twisted, I have no time to explain, except maybe in the last part, a twisted Fourier-Mukai transform. And with help of this, we found description of the spectral curve of a vector bundle. So V is a vector bundle of rank two. And the spectral curve has a form, sum from 1 to k, say, plus, yes, 2 c bar. Okay, I will explain everything. So vi, between k, there are some points in the base curve here. Here I take some fibers. So in fact, I take some fiber because he is a diagonal. I take some fiber from the Jacobian. And here, what is C bar? C bar is a divisor here. So I put this result especially to show you. So for a line bundle, or the check class of a line bundle, you obtain a section. For a rank 2 vector bundle, the spectral cover is a bisection. Bisection means that this C bar intersects every fiber twice. So in the intersection with every fiber is 2. Okay? So here we have the section here. Okay, here there are some part of jump of this vector. What is the idea of this twisted Fourier-Mukai transform? Okay, what is the idea of Fourier-Mukai transform? You want to study the category of shifts here, more general, not in the same vector part, category of shift here. And sometimes it's difficult. Now, this Jacobian looks more, has a simpler form, it's just a product of a curve with an any curve. Maybe it's easier to study the query shift here. How can we pass from the query shift here, the category of query shift here, the category of query shift here? Well, by the Fourier-Mukai transform. Sometimes you cannot go with a usual Fourier-Mukai, so you have to take twisted shift. So it is, this twisted shift should be taken here. So you have equivalence of category. So you are stuck. So here is the problem. I have a vector bundle here. And I am going to the twisted Fourier-Mukai and then looking what happens here. So the idea is here, I have this bisection. And I have not a vector bound, but they have some kind of twisty shift, but it's a smaller, spot. It's hard to be believed, but it's easier to classify this things than to study directly vector bound. It's a three story elliptic configuration, is only magic to study it or not. And now it's, you will see in a minute that we shall come to a more algebraic geometry problem. So let us see, delta will be the determinant of V and define. Here.
It means the terminal Lyman?
Is it mean?
Lyman.
Lyman. Well, it's not very happy as a notation, but okay. This way. And I define a map in the following way. It's an involution. I do not disturb B, but here I will put delta B. This is a restriction profile. Delta B, and I pencil this. If the restriction, if this will be trivial, this will be trivial, it's a usual evolution on an elliptic curve. Lambda goes to lambda dimension, it's the evolution of the elliptic curve. But here it's a perturbed, this is perturbed every point by this restriction delta. Still an evolution, and simply to see the action is very good. So we take this object of x and we take the quotient. Let me the quotient, okay, let's say this is eta, to the quotient, j of x, by this involution. Well, it's not strange. You see, if you take an evolution on a curve, and you make this identification, so it's just identification by the action of a group of order 2, then a elliptic curve, the quotient by such action is a P1, it's a projective line. So what you will obtain here, a ruled surface. So the fiber of P1, and then the same base. So here it's just, I don't know the notation is very, but it's a ruled surface. Okay. When you say to algebraic geometry that you have a ruled surface, you say, okay, you know everything. Well, not everything, but almost everything. You know about the circumstances, you have everything. Vector bound, time bound, everything. So you have formulas of almost everything. Okay, now this bisection is invariant by this evolution, and your DU, so this one will give you here, and okay, is just a section. This is just a type of bisection. And this is a section. So you have section in a real surface, you know how to say.
What it means, the bar?
No, it's just annotation. I don't like C prime, it's nothing.
Okay, you know.
Just to see. If you like, tilde. No, nothing. I do not make. Well, in some sense, I take, you see, here you have some points. Bi which correspond to this, but if you want, I take here also, I go over this point also. Okay, and now these fibers are going to fibers in this rule surface. So we obtain the so-called graph of vector bounding, which is just sum from 1 to k for some fiber. These are fibers in this ruled surface plus a section. Now, this is called the graph of V. And now I can present you the result very shortly. So we have to find a map. So put here and then I will explain. So we obtain a map which take a vector bounding to a divisor here, his graph. So divisor, as I said, divisor on a rule surface you can describe every single place. It's simply described, you know, almost everything here. What is this? This means stable two vector bundles, so rank two, with fix the terminal and fix C2. And stable with respect to some Godushon metric. I have no time to explain. Now, what do we prove? We describe the smooth part of this. We give condition, numerical condition for M delta C2 to be non-empty. So we know in which numerical condition we have solution for corresponding Young-Mills equation. The general fiber of G, here, is just the prim variety associated to the double cover B. This is 2 to 1 double cover of this bisection to B. If you have a double cover, you have a free variety. So the general fiber is, of course, there are not all the fiber are smooth. This is smooth and is a free variety. And we give description of singular fibers. Almost every singular fiber. There are, I think, one or two, three, but the computation of the game that we didn't finish. It's not so important because we know almost everything and the most part of the similar fiber. There are some, and really it was very complete. Okay. Now, what next? Next, in some minutes. But you see, it seems to be a simple way to find this, but it's not so because. Okay, you can describe geometry also this in a simple way for the people who know the classification of a pair. This part is composed, when you take the restriction of V to a fiber, you have a vector bundle. When you take the restriction to a fiber here, you obtain a two vector bundle analytic curve. And here, in C, there are exactly the case where this is semi-stable in the classification. And here, exactly the points where they are not semi, so we have jumps. So this part of the graph stress was for the jumps of the vector, and this part is for the semi-stable. So this construction can describe it, but the construction should be done in this way, because otherwise. So the geometry is here on the functorial construction. Why? Because you can transfer properties in a right way. If the construction is not material, then you have a problem. I mean, you cannot pass from one place to another place. You can pass. So, this way. So, for this case, okay, let's say we obtain almost everything. I mean, non-Keller AX surfaces, you have a description of these modulated spaces of vector path. Now, of course, the next step. It's dimension C or more. Or why not? Also, you physicists prove that our dimension of our space should be 10. No? 4 for Minkowski and 6 from this pair here, Barabiov. So who knows? Maybe.
May I ask a question for this?
Yes.
If I understand correctly, this should correspond to some K3 computations at the Hadronic scale?
I think yes, but it's not a question for me.
Okay.
They said it is. Because I think part is the paper overall, which is what is the paper and so on. They took our instruction example from just a yes. Okay. Now, third is just dimension of x bigger or equal to 3. So we take an elliptic, a principal elliptic bundle. So here, okay, let's say S, in fact, dimension of S is greater or equal than 2. This is greater or equal than 3. The fiber is again an elliptic curve. But I will take non-Keller, this is very important. Okay. Now, we intended to do the same. Here, the result with Halanai, and the Trautmann. And well, we intended to study the same problem, but we are very far to reach the same completeness of the result. I mean, it's much more difficult, and for them only some partial result. It's simple to prove that the Jacobian of x is just b, like in the other case. The problem is this gb correspond to a universal problem for some functor, the peak zero relative, so it's peak zero of x, so relative to low b,
S.
So relative to S, peak zero relative, and this functor, okay, I will have more time to define. So this is indeed, in some sense, represents this functor, but not in the proper way. I mean, it's just a quasi moduli space. So you have not a universal shift. Why do you need a universal shift? So fine moduli space means that the functor is practically given by some home. So from this universal shift, you obtain everything by taking inverse image. But it's not so. So it's almost fine. Okay, it's a difference. I have no time to explain that. And we prove that if this is not here, this implies that it's coarse and never fine. Never find. So we are forced to work with this Jacobian, but it's not with the final. So we have no universal shift, but we have twisted universal shift. So we have some kind of twisted, I have not tried to display, twisted universal shift. And then from the category, from the derived category of x, we have a functor to the derived category of this J of X, but with some twist. And this twist, if you try to glue the local universal shift, they exist always. If you try to glue, you cannot glue the shift. We have the relation for the gluing the shift, Gij, Gjk, Jki is identity. Okay, it's not identity. It's just this cocycle multiplied by that. So it's not a shift. It's so called. And this is in H2 of G. Oh, G. So I'm very proud of working with higher cohomology group of this kind. For this shift, this is a very, very bad. Here is not torsion. If this is not Keller, this alpha is not zero, is not torsion, even not torsion here. Not torsion. So you cannot skip from the twisted part, so you are not in the torsion, so you obtain this twisted twisty Fourier Mukaitala's form. Then you try to study vector bound here by going here. It's not so easy in this case. Okay, I forgot to say that I put this condition. And this implies this condition, which is a condition of Calabi-Yau. Nothing about the simple connection, so on. So we obtain practically, besides this spread, more precise result, we obtain just one result by taking the moduli spaces of, let's say, totally semi-stable. What is totally semi-stable? When we take restriction, we ask that every restriction should be semi-stable. So we have no jams, nothing before. And we divide by some Cesare equivalence relation, and we describe this with some duality. This is described by some duality space. So I could not use a precise result. The idea is that we can describe some of my spaces, but we are very far to solve a similar problem like in the dimensional case. And the difficulties are, firstly, we manage the corresponding complex here. I'm starting with a Dirac category U with a complex everything is zero. Just one vector bound, and then here I obtain only two, let's say F0 or F1. But okay, this adjusted shift you have to work with that. It's not so easy. We have some idea, we try now at least for some particular case. Because you see if this is a gain, and now I'm finished. If this is a gain, an elliptic surface, a base of a curve, if it's a gain, you can use the result from this, at least you have solution. Is that a pushing pullback solution from downstairs? So we have some solution. At least so we are looking now to catch at least one solution which I'm not coming. And I'm sure so I'm sure that there are some solutions, but up to now, if there are at least one, it will be very interesting to have solutions which are not coming from that place. Thank you very much.